Hello, Freedom Seeker. Welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host and online business mentor, Lindsay Sutherland. And today I want to talk about email deliverability. Yeah, I know it's not a very exciting topic, but it's a very important topic. How many of you have been in this business for at least a little while, even just a few years, I would say, classifies as a little while, and you've had no problem with email deliverability, but then all of a sudden lately, it seems like your emails are not getting found. This is what's happening. There's been some changes that you need to know about. And today we're going to talk about what those changes are. I'm going to break it down for you in very plain, simple language so you understand it and talk to you about what needs to change or how you can fix it. Okay, so let's dig in. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey friend, it's Lindsay. Pause with me for just a second. You're listening to this podcast right now, and maybe you've listened to a dozens or hundreds of episodes. Maybe you've just even done all the things. You've bought the courses, bookmarked articles, joined the Facebook groups, all because you know you need reoccurring income. It's something that's been weighing on you for a while. You might have heard me talk about it, the someday dream. Well, we're going to make this the today action. It's time to get moving. And here's the thing. You've got all the information at your fingertips. And the fact of the matter is, you don't need any more information. You're drowning in information. What you really are starving for is clarity. Everybody in the world is teaching you what to build. And YouTube is full of how-tos. But nobody is helping you figure out which one fits your business, your lifestyle, your actual audience. Which model makes sense for you? How do you know if people are going to pay for it? Where do you even start? Those are not questions that another podcast episode can answer. You, my friend, need clarity, and that's what I created for you. It's a free guide. It's called Earn 5K per Month on Repeat. 5 simple steps that help you figure out what you should build to get that reoccurring income flowing. And it's not just what everybody else is building. It's what makes sense for your business. Because here's the truth. You don't need more information. You need to see your specific path forward. That is clarity. And that's what this guide does. So text the word freedom to 55444 and I will send it straight to you. Again, that's freedom to 55444. It's time to stop listening to all the things and start building. Okay, but definitely keep listening to this one episode, shall we? The point is, the next step is waiting for you in the guide. So take action, get that guide sent to you, and let's build something together. All right, back to the episode. All right, well, first of all, let's break it down as follows. Think of you sending an email in terms of the olden days when we sent physical letters through the post office, right? Well, that's kind of the same thing that's happening, right? The email is like a digital letter. And imagine that in the olden days when we still functioned with sending paper mail letters as our regular method of communication. Imagine if the post office was responsible for identifying scammers and thieves, people who were trying to maybe take over your identity through the mail, as if that was a thing, but it wasn't, but it is now because of digital world. Well, there are a couple of records you need to know about, okay? Now, when I talk about records, what I'm talking about are DNS records. If you don't know what that means, DNS stands for Domain Name Server. So first and foremost, if you, for email deliverability, you're going to have a hard time getting emails delivered that are just regular Gmails. Especially if you're leveraging a CRM or some sort of technology to send on your behalf, or you're sending in bulk, okay? Old-timey Gmail, standalone Gmails are not going to cut it anymore. You need what's called a domain email. And so, I mean, just getting really basic here, a domain email is like webizinaboxsolutions.com. That is our domain. My domain email is lindsay@bizinaboxsolutions.com. Whereas a generic Gmail would say bizinaboxsolutions@gmail.com. You see the difference? So to start out with, you need to have a domain email. If you don't, that's step one. I recommend Google, by the way. Google is the most I don't know. It's my favorite for lots of reasons, but that's another podcast. Okay. Now, when you set up a domain email, you will have to modify your DNS records. Now, it used to be that you would only deal with like an MX record or a TXT record. Very easy, not overly complicated, not exactly easy for the average Joe who's never done it before, but not so complicated that it'll confuse you, okay? And I know there's a lot of letters and techno babble here, but bear with me. And for whatever, if you have any questions, like if I'm not fully communicating this in a way that you're like, oh, I get it, or I'm still confused, I do recommend using ChatGPT to just ask it the dumb question, like, what is a DNS record? Explain it to me like a third grader. But that's what I'm going to get into when we're talking about these DKIM and DMARC records. So DKIM, D-K-I-M, and DMARC, D-M-A-R-C. What I find confuses people the most about this is these are DNS records, so they're tied to the domain and where you host your website, your domain is hosted through. But it confuses people because it has to do with email. And so they're like, I don't get it. Why am I having to put these records over here when it has to do with email? And I understand there's this little disconnect. So bear with me. I'm going to explain this. Here's what's happening right now. Like, for example, today as I was at a networking function, somebody said, you know, does anybody still do newsletters? Are you guys still having luck with your newsletters? And people were commenting like, well, I don't really get that many people open, or I only get like maybe 10% or 20% open. And I mentioned that there's been some changes and that if they haven't updated these records, they may not have as much of deliverability. And one of the other ladies mentioned, she goes, yeah, just today I found an email in my promotions that surprised me because I've interacted with this business many times. So if you've been sending emails and they were all fine and suddenly they're not, this is what's going on. Google, Bing, all of these players that control the inboxes, okay, Yahoo, Outlook, and Google are the big three that I see. Apple, they are having to get stricter with their filters because of all of the spam that's going on. And as a result of that, it's requiring us to update what's called a DKIM and a DMARC record. Now, I want to break these down for you so you understand essentially what are they doing, and then we'll get into, you know, what, you know, how to move forward with actually fixing it. Now, if you are a techie person, I think you can easily do a ChatGPT and it could walk you through it. I think that could. But if you are not a techie person, you might want to outsource this service. You know, find a virtual assistant. We do it at Biz in a Box Solutions. You can message us about that. You know, it's just a one-off service, but it's definitely important. Okay, so DKIM stands for Domain Keys Identified Mail. Like, you need to know that, right? Kind of does matter, because what it explains essentially is this is the digital signature. So imagine that you're sending a check in the mail and you want to make sure that nobody changes the amount or fakes your name. So you sign it in a special pen that only you own, right? It is like nobody can duplicate your signature. Well, that is essentially what the DKIM records does. It attaches a hidden digital signature to your email. Here's the benefit. When the recipient's inbox gets the email, it checks for that signature against your domain's public key. Okay. So we're talking, there we go, we tied it right to the website, your domain, your website's public key. If they match, the inbox knows that the email truly came from you and wasn't altered in transit, that this business is legitimate, okay? That's how Google dictates whether you're legitimate, and that in therein lies why you should have a domain email rather than a Gmail, because it's looking to match that your email matches your website and that your digital signature matches the code that's on your website, okay? That's the short version. The DMARC stands for Domain-Based Message Authentication, Reporting, and Conformance. Okay, again, luckily for you, there's no test at the end. You can let that go right in and right out, right in one ear and right out the other. I certainly will. I can remember D. Kim and D. Mark, and that's the extent of it. But I also understand the importance of it and the meaning behind it. And that's really what I want you to understand as well. So the D. Mark record is about the security instructions. Okay, so if the D. Kim record is about the signature, D. Mark is the set of instructions you give to the post office, so to speak, on what to do if they find a fake. Okay, here's what it does. It tells email providers like Google or Outlook, hey, if you get an email that says it's from me, but the signature is missing or wrong, here's what I want you to do. The options, you can tell them to do nothing, just monitor it. You can put it in the spam folder or bounce it back entirely, reject. Now, you might be thinking, what is that? Why is that necessary? Well, at the end of the day, here's what you don't want. You don't want somebody to mimic your email and ruin your sender reputation. Okay, sender reputation is essentially Google keeps think of like a spreadsheet. And every time your email does something it likes, it gives you a point. If it does something you don't like, it takes away points, right? But now what's happening is everybody's starting with a deficit. You have to like earn Google's trust, earn Outlook's trust. Outlook is harder than Google, to be honest. The point is that's called your sender reputation. And if somebody were to come in and leverage your domain email, it's going to cause a world of hurt. You could potentially be blacklisted to where your emails just will not get delivered, period. And there's really no going back from that. While I'm on that subject, I would like to add as well that when you work with Biz-in-a-Box Solutions in our CRM, we set up for you what's called an email domain server. Now, I know this is a very technical episode, so I'm doing my best to like keep it interesting. But if your domain, I'll just use my domain, bizinaboxsolutions.com. When we send an email, it goes out on a separate email server called email.bizinaboxsolutions.com. Why do we do that? Because if our email gets blacklisted, let's just say, we can create a new one. It doesn't mess with our original sender reputation, bizinaboxsolutions.com, period. So when we're doing mass emails, cold email marketing, anything like that, we use that protection, that protected layer of a subdomain, email subdomain. Email sending domain, email subdomain, they mean the same thing. Now, with that being said, you can easily change it. And some companies who do a lot of outreach and cold marketing, they might have 10, 15, 20 different email sending domains, because they just don't want to use the same one over and over again. It's really technical. This gets in technical. For the most majority of people, I do recommend having at least one email subdomain, email sending domain, and using a CRM like Biz-in-a-Box Solutions to manage your marketing, to protect your primary domain, as well as setting up the DMARC and the DKIM records so that you are looking like a safe sender, okay? That's what's important here. We just want you to show up in the inbox, okay? That's what we want. And essentially, that's really what this all boils down to. You know, all this changed just because the tech world is changing. You've got regulations that are happening on a global scale that are affecting these giant companies like Google and Outlook. A lot of this starts to stem in the EU or Australia, and it trickles over here into the States as well, because these guys, these large conglomerates, they have to, you know, make it make sense for the world, because email is an international thing. So that is why we are facing this. And not only that, but with AI, with tech, it's honestly just better. It's just better to do it safely. It's better to be a safe sender. It's better to play by the rules, essentially, so that, you know, everybody's on the same playing field. Okay. Now the question becomes, should you do this on your own? I said in the beginning, if you're a techie person, you could probably get by doing this with the ChatGPT instruction type thing. If you're comfortable doing the back end of like Google Workspace or Microsoft 365, these companies provide step-by-step instructions on how to do this. It's not rocket science, But I will tell you, just, you know yourself. People who this kind of conversation just confuses and you're just looking at me like I have three heads because you're so lost right now, probably don't do it on your own. That's my advice. Find somebody to help you with it. It's not a hard thing to do. It will take somebody who knows what they're doing. Takes not that long. So that is essentially, that's my answer for you there if you should do it on your own. I say, you know, you could go build your own house, but that does that mean you should? If you're not construction savvy, I would say no. All right, my friends, I appreciate you tuning into this short and sweet episode. And remember to share this with another entrepreneur who you know needs this. Maybe your friend's emails are showing up in your promotions. Share this episode with them. And be sure to check out bizinaboxsolutions.com as your CRM. It is the number one most robust CRM on the market. You will absolutely love it. Until next time, bye for now.